Shalom to all. Today's office is Chulin Vav, and we're talking about the fourth line with the words "Umay Tama Goes Rabbi Rabbanon." And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mum Sarabas Riakam Moshe, Hernish Shamash and Havin Aliyah. And we're still discussing the Shechita of Akusi. We had just said during Gamaliel was Nimnu Gamru. They got together and voted and paskind that one is not allowed to eat from Shechita of Akusi, no matter what, even if a Yid is Oymen Al Gabav, it doesn't make a difference. So the question is, "Umay Tama Goes Rabbi Rabbanon?" Why are there Rabbanon Gozer regarding this? And the answer is, "Kiyadur Shem Ben Elazar Shadur Ameir." As I go, Shem Ben Elazar was sent by Rav Meir Lasui Chayim Bekusai to bring wine from a kusi. Ashkehu Saba, a certain Saba met him. Literally, this means an elderly man met him, and it's very instructive to mention Tosfos over here, who tells us that anytime a Husaba is mentioned in the Gemara, that's referring to Eliyahu Hanavi. That's at least according to some opinions. So either which way, this Saba met him, and Amarle, he told him, quoting a pasuk, "V'samta sakin b'lei echa im bal nefesh ata." Literally, this means put a knife in your mouth or in your jaw if you are a bal nefesh. Often halacha, we see this word bal nefesh mentioned in reference to a person who's of elevated stature. He's very careful with himself in terms of stringencies, and he makes sure that he acts the proper way, perhaps even a little bit more than the standard person. In other words, a Saba is telling him, if you're Baal Nefesh, you should put a knife in your jaw, meaning don't drink this wine. And Rav Shem Ben Elazar received the Rav Meir Meir, Rav Shem Ben Elazar told this Rav Meir, and right away, V'gazar Lein, Rav Meir was guys regarding them that you're not allowed to drink their wine. Now the question is, my time, why is this? What actually prompted him to make Xayr that you're not allowed to have the wine of Kusim? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers, Dumos Yoyin Amos Lahem Beresh Har Grizim, they found that the Kusim had a Dumos of a Yoina, of a dove in Har Grizim. I saw they would worship it like an Avodah Zarah. Rav Meir L'tameh, Rav Meir's L'shita said the Chash L'miyuta, he's always worried about the minority. And the Gazer Ruba Atu Miyuta, he was Gazer Rav Atu the Miyut, meaning even though it was only a Miyut of Kusim that were Avodah Zarah, this form of the dove that they had, still he's Gazer Rav Atu Miyut, that we have to be Chayshesh even by the Rav of Kusim, and therefore you're not allowed to have Kusi wine. And Rav Gamaliel Bezina Namik Rav Meir Svirluhu, Rav Gamaliel and his Bezin were just like Rav Meir, and that's why they paskin that you're not allowed to have the Shechita of a Kusi. Now we just discuss this pasuk that Hahu Saba had mentioned. Pashi the Krab Mike Siv, what's the simple understanding of this pasuk? So it's Batalmud Yeshiva Rabbi, it's talking about a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe. The Tanya Rabbi Rechia teaches, the pasuk says, Kisei Shev Lilchem Es Maishel, when you sit down to eat Lechem, that's the Lashon of Lilchem, when you sit down to eat Lechem with a ruler, that refers to sitting in front of your Rebbe, hearing Tire from him. The pasuk continues, Bin Tavin Es Asher Lefanecha. Now this is a double Lashon, Bin Tavin. Bin is like Lahavin. So you have two Lashonis of understanding and analyzing that which is in front of you. Put a knife to your jaw if you're Baal Nefesh. In other words, the pasuk saying, if a Talmud knows about his Rebbe, that he knows how to respond to him with good reasons, meaning when he asks him a question, his Rebbe is going to be able to answer him. So then the pasuk says, bin, which means analyze, pay attention, ask questions, focus on what's being said so you could understand. But vim lav, if a Talmud is not so sure if his Rebbe is able to answer questions, so then the pasuk says, tavin, and this tells us you should listen to what he's saying. That's a double lashon of bin tavin. So the second tavin is telling us, pay attention to what he's saying, but put something in your jaw, meaning be quiet and don't ask him any questions because you might embarrass him due to the fact that he doesn't know how to answer you. And that's where the pasuk concludes in Baal Nefesh Ata. If you're Baal Nefesh, then Pareish Heimenu, you should go away from him or separate from him and find yourself a different Rebbe who could answer your questions. Now going back to Kusim, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Shadri Ravo, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was sent by Ravo, Lasui Chayim Bekusai to bring wine from Kusim, Ashkehu Saba, a certain Saba found him, Armalei told him, Les Kan Shem Retaira, there was no Shem Retaira by the Kusim. So Rav Yitzchak received the Ravo from Ravo, Rav Yitzchak went and told this Ravo, and Malch Ravo received the Ravo from Rav Ami Ravasi, Ravo went to Rav Ami Ravasi and told this to them, Veloi Zazam Misham, Achasom Adi Kucham Gemurin, and they didn't move from there until they officially established that Kusim are like 100% Adi Kuchavim. And the question is, Lamai, in regards to what did they have to say that Kusim are like Avdei Vazara, Ila Shechita V'Yayin Nesech, if it has to do with eating from their Shechita, or that their wine is Yayin Nesech, Mehasam Garz B'Rabbanon. This is already over there the Gzeir came from, meaning earlier on they already were Geyser, that their wine and Shechita is Aser. So what if Amir Vasi add to the Iser? And the answer is, Inu Gazer of Loikolim Nayu, earlier Chachamim were Geyser, that you're not allowed to have the wine or Shechita of Kusim, but it wasn't really accepted by everyone. Asu Reb Amir Vasi Gazer of Kibbulim Nayu, Amir Vasi, they were Geyser, and everyone did accept it from them. Ask the Gemara, my Avdikham Gemurim, what does that mean, Avdikhavim Gemurim? So Nachmar Yitzchak, he answers, Levatal Rishos Velitin Rishos, it has to do with Mevatal Rishos and giving Rishos. Now let's just pause to explain this for a second. We know that Shabbos is usher to carry to and from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. That's obvious. Now, even within Rosh Hashanah itself, let's say you have a whole courtyard which is completely surrounded by walls, and there's a whole bunch of yidden that share that same courtyard. Even though that's a 100% Rosh Hashanah and Midah Ayrei, so it's permitted to carry there. Nonetheless, the Chacham made a gzeira since this is somewhat similar to Rosh Hashanah. We have many people sharing the same Roshos. They were guys where you have to make an Erev Chatzeros, which is in essence everyone forming one corporation. Then now it's Keilu. Everyone owns this area together, and it's so to speak owned by one entity. The way this is done is that everybody contributes a little bit of food, usually bread, to one basket, and that's placed in one person's house. And so in essence, that makes it belonging to one person, not multiple people. Now, let's say one person doesn't join in the Erev Chatzeiros, so that asers everybody from carrying here, because now it's not owned by one person. Now, there is a way to remedy the situation. On Shabbos, this Yid who did not join in the Erev, he could simply be Mevatel Rishos, or be Nice in Rishos. He could just say, you know what, I'm totally giving up my rights to this Chatzer for Shabbos, so he's not allowed to carry there, but everyone else is. However, this only applies to a Yid. It does not apply to a guy. If a guy lives there, he's not able to Mevatel Rishos. And that's what we're saying right now, is that Kusim are like Avdei Chacham Gevurim regarding being Mevatel Rishos and Litein Rishos. Now, let's see this inside. Uchei Tanya, we have Brisa that tells us, Yisrael Momer, Misham Shabbat Beshog, you have Yisrael Momer, who keeps Shabbos out in the open, meaning publicly keeps Shabbos, Mevatel Rishos and Nice and Rishos. He still has his din of a Yid that he can Mevatel Rishos and Nice and Rishos, but V'shein Misham Shabbat Beshog, if he doesn't keep Shabbos in public, meaning he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, and Mevatel Rishos and Nice and Rishos, he's not able to Mevatel Rishos and Nice and Rishos, because they said that Yisrael Nice and Rishos and Mevatel Rishos, a Yid could Mevatel Rishos and Nice and Rishos. If he forgot to join Erev Chatzeros, he could just give his Rishos away on Shabbos and everyone else could carry here. However, Uba Avi Kachavin, we're talking about a non-Jew or a Yid who's treated like a non-Jew, Achi Yiskar, the only way to be able to get his Rishos from him is to rent it from him. Now, Kate said, how is the Yid Mevatel Rishos and Nice and Rishos? I'm really, so if he told him, meaning if this Yid said, Rishusi Knui Lach, my Rishos is acquired to you, or Rishusi Mivu Telis Lach, my Rishos is Mevotel to you, Kana, so then everyone else has acquired rights to the Rishos, Ve'enu Tzarech L'Zakos, and it doesn't even have to be done through Zechia, no official Kenyan has to take place. He simply could just say these words, and that's perfectly okay. Once again, when we see the Kusim are like Avicham Gemurim, that means they are not able to Mevatel Rishos and Nice Rishos. We have to actually rent their rights to a Chatzar from them in order to be able to carry here on Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes back to something that we had mentioned at the end of the previous daf, which was brought up in the course of discussing Shitas Reb Zeira, and that is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the animals of Tzadikim to make sure that they don't do something asur, so for sure Tzadik himself. And here are a few stories. Reb Zeira of Asi, Igul Pondakod Yoi, they visited a motel, a place called Yoi, and here was a place of Amir Ratzim, and Isul Kamayu Beitzim Tzumakos Meyayin, the proprietor of this inn, brought them roasted eggs with wine, and Reb Zeira Le'achal Reb Zeira did not eat from it, whereas Reb Asi Achal Reb Asi ate from it. Now, Reb Zeira Le'Rasi, Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi, V'loi Chai Shmala Tarovas Demai, you're not worried about Tarovas of Demai. We know that Demai is produce that comes from an Amma Aret, and we have to be Chayshesh that they did not take a proper Maestres, and that's Reb Zeira didn't eat it, and so he's asking Reb Asi, what, you're not Chayshesh for a mixture of Demai? There might be Demai in here. How did you eat from it? So Amalei Reb Asi responded to him, Lava Letai, I actually didn't even think about it. And on this, Reb Zeira, said, Asher the Gazer al Tarovas Demai, is it possible the Chum were Geyser on Tarovas of Demai, meaning not the produce itself, but something that Demai is mixed into? Do you think they were Geyser that you're not allowed to eat from it? And Mistai Milster of Asi Mechel Yisur, and then it's going to come about that Reb Asi ended up eating Isser? Hash the Bem Sadikim and Akash Baruch Hu Mev Tekal Yadon. Now, even when it comes to the animals of Sadikim, Akash Baruch Hu doesn't bring a Takada through them. Sadikim Asma Lakal Shakane. When we say for sure that's with Sadikim, Sakabi Hashem would bring a Takala on Reb Asi that he would eat this. It must be that there's no Gzeira on Tarovas of Demai, and that if there's Demai mixed into something, it's okay to eat. And actually, Nafag Reb Zeira, Dokva Ashkach, Reb Zeira went out and he checked into it and he found that non really Zitan, you have a Braiso, Halakechian, Lost Secha Murso, Secha Luntis. A person buys wine from an Amma Aretz to put into Murius, which is fish brine, or into Aluntis, which is some sort of a drink, or Karshin and Lasman Techinin. He bought Karshin from an Amma Aretz to make Techinin, which is some sort of food for animals, or Adash and Lasman Rasisin. He bought lentils from an Amma Aretz to make Rasisin, which is some sort of dish of lentils. Chai Mishum Demai. There's a Chiv cause of Demai. In other words, since he bought it from an Amma Aretz, he has to suspect this produce did not have Maser taken off properly, and Bain Sarchoim Mishum Vadai. We don't even have to say that if it's Vadai, meaning if he knows for sure the Maser wasn't taken off, of course you'd have to take Maser off. However, Rehin Atzman, they themselves, meaning if a person bought this product, if a person bought Murius, Aluntis, Techinin, or Rasisin, this is the finished product made from something else. So if he bought that from an Amma Aretz, Mutarin, it's permitted, Mibneshan Tarovas, because it's the Tarovas of Demai. It's not the Demai itself, it's a mixture that has Demai in it, and that's permitted without any Chashashos. As we see, the Tarovas of Demai is not Asur, therefore Avasi wasn't over anything. Ask more, really, Voy Gazral Tarovas Demai, they weren't Gazran Tarovas Demai, that if we have Demai mixed into something, it's not a problem. Vatani, we have a Braisa. If a person gave the following to his neighbor, Isol Lafois, dough to bake, meaning he gave his neighbor ingredients to make a dough to bake, Ukder Lavashel, or a pot of food to cook, he doesn't have to be Chayshish for the Sa'ar or the Tavlin that are inside it. In other words, when his neighbor, who's an Amma Aretz, brings this food back to him, he doesn't have to be Chayshish that she put some of her own ingredients in it, not that there's Shemitah produce in there, and not that there's Meiser issues, meaning no issues of Demai. However, Vim Amar La, Asi Li, Mishalichi, if he told her, make some food for me, make me either dish or bread from from your own ingredients, then chayshel sar v'talmud shabbal. He does have to be chayshesh for sar or for spices that are in it, mishum shvius mishum meiser, because of either shmita produce or because of meiser. And so we clearly see that when he told his neighbor, use your own ingredients and give me the dish or the bread, that he does have to be chayshesh that there's something in there which wasn't meisered properly, and that's taroivas demai. That's a mixture, which is a dish or bread that has demai in it. So we clearly see that there is a problem of taroivas demai. The Gemara says no. Shani Haas in that case is different. The Kimin Damar law, asig li mishalichi. Since he told her very clearly, make me a dish from your ingredients, kemand arbi adayim dami, it's as if he mixed it with his own hands. In other words, it's as if he went into her kitchen, took out the demai with his own hands, and made the dish himself. That's not called taroivas demai. That's like him taking demai itself and making a dish. As opposed to if he didn't tell her to make it with his own ingredients, so then there wouldn't be an issue of taroivas demai. Now, a different answer, Rav Amar, he says, shani sar v'tavlin, the latayma of it, sar and tavlin are different because they're just added for taste, v'tam loy batel, and tam is not batel. In other words, when we're just dealing with one of the other ingredients, if there's taroivas demai, it's actually not a problem. Specifically, though, when we're talking about sar and tavlin, these things are the main focus or flavor of the dish, and that's something that wouldn't be batel, and that's why it would be an issue. Now, continuing the discussion, moving on to a slightly different topic. We're not chayshesh that maybe she's going to switch the ingredients. In other words, the beginning of this braisa that we quoted that says that he gave the ingredients to his neighbor and asked her to make the bread for him. Then when she brings it back, we don't have to be chayshesh for anything. Why not? Why are we chayshesh that she switched some of his ingredients for her ingredients? And where does it come from? Vatanan, we have Mishnah tells us, if a person gives ingredients to his mother-in-law who's in Ama Aret, to Maeser Shu Nais-in-law, he has to take off Maeser from that which he gives her. That's because a chaver, a person who's careful with Trumsa Maeseris, always has to make sure that whatever leaves his hand has the Trumsa Maeser taken off of it. And Vesh Shunoto Meno, that which he's taking back from her, he also has to take Maeser's off of. Why is that? Because she's chashed, she suspected that if something got ruined over here, if the bread didn't turn out good, or if the dish got ruined, she's going to switch the ingredients that he gave her for her own ingredients that did not have Maeser taken off properly. So we clearly see that a person will switch ingredients. The answer is no. Hasam, in that case, as Mishnah you just quoted, Kigtani Taima, it was taught differently. Over there are good reasons given, because Rabbi Yehuda says, she wants the good of her daughter, and she's embarrassed of her son-in-law. Even though her son-in-law gave her the ingredients, if she ended up ruining the dish or the bread or whatever it is, she's not going to give that back to her son-in-law and to her daughter. Therefore, she's going to substitute it for her own ingredients, and that's what the chashash is. But a random neighbor, fellow brings ingredients over to his neighbor's house and asks her to make bread for him, she doesn't care if it gets ruined, and she has no vested interest in switching the ingredients, so that's why there's no chashash. However, Rav Amezah on top, the marketing is asking, really, we're not chashash for this? But we have a Mishnah that says, if a person gives ingredients to his innkeeper, he's referring to a yeshiva student, he's traveling, he stays over in an inn for a couple days, maybe that's where he lives while he's learning in yeshiva, so he has his own ingredients and he gives it over to the pundakis, to the innkeeper, to the baal busta, she's an ama aretz, she's going to be making him food, maeser shu nais-in-law, whatever he gives her, he has to take maeser off of, and v'eshu noital himena, that which he takes back from her as well, he has to take maeser off of, because she's suspected of exchanging it. So we see that even though she's just a random person, he's a random person, it's not mother-in-law, son-in-law, still an ama aretz is chashed that they're going to switch the ingredients. The Gemara says no. Hasam nami over there also, Maryava amra, she paskins for herself and she says, in other words, she allows herself to exchange the stuff. And why is that? Because she explains, I'd rather the Barbei Rav, this young Talmud Chacham, this yeshiva boy, I'd rather him eat warm, fresh food and I'll eat cold food. In other words, even though he gave her ingredients, she says, I'm going to give him my own food. It's fresher, it's better, and I'd rather him have that. He's such a wonderful yeshiva bacher. So we see that in this situation, she will switch it. But in a standard case of two random people, one of them being an Alma Aretz, we're not chayshesh that they're going to switch the ingredients. Ask the Gemara, really? We're really not chayshesh they're going to switch them. Vatanya have a braisa. The wife of a chaver could grind with the wife of an Alma Aretz. A chaver is somebody who's usually careful, not only trumas ha-maestras, but also with tomentara. So the wife of a chaver, who's always careful with tomentara, she's allowed to grind wheat into flour with the wife of an Alma Aretz, who's not careful with tomentara. However, she's only allowed to do this bizmanchi temeo when she's tomei. Avalo bizmanchi tara, but not when she's tahar. Why is that? Because when the Eshes Chaver is tamei, anyway, she's very careful not to touch the food. As it's built into her system, she's not going to touch the food that she's working with, so we don't have to be afraid that she's going to take some of the food of the Ama Aretz. However, when she's tahar, and she's used to touching the food that she's working with, we do have to have a chashash that she's going to take food from the Ama Aretz and eat it. And of course, the problem with that is that it doesn't have Maeser taken off of it properly. Rabbi Shimon Olasar Aimer, he tells us, even when she's tamei, she's not allowed to grind with the wife of an Ama Aretz. Why is that? That's because her friend, the Ama Aretz, she's actually going to give her some of the grain that they're working with, and then she's going to end up eating it. And that's very natural for anyone when they're handed something by their friend, they're going to naturally just take it and put it in their mouth. Now, what do we see from here? Hashda Migzal Gazla. Now that the wife of the Amaretz is going to end up stealing. How is she stealing? She's considered stealing from her husband by taking some of the grain that they're working with and giving it to her friend, the Eishes Chaver. She's not allowed to do that. That's her husband's grain. She can't just take it and give it away. So now she's suspected of stealing. Chalufim Ubaya. You have to even say that she's going to switch. Of course, she's going to exchange ingredients that somebody gives her. If she has no problem stealing, she has no problem switching ingredients. However, Amar Yosef, Rabbi Yosef answers that no. Hasam Nami, Marivi Amra, over there as well, she paskins for herself. In other words, she allows herself to give some of the grain that she's working with to her friend, the Aisha's Chaver, and she explains that as follows. Tyra Medisha Ka'achel, literally this means a shar, an ox, is allowed to eat from that which she's threshing. We know there's an Isser of Lois Achsam Shar Bedishai. When an ox is threshing, you have to let him eat from it. Same thing, my friend's working with me, says the Aisha's Ama Aretz, so of course I'm allowed to give her some of my grain so she can munch in it while she's helping me grind flour. But in a regular case of, again, a random Ama Aretz who got ingredients from a random person, there's no chashash that they're going to exchange them. Now go back to the original discussion that a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, is not going to have anything bad happen to him. He's not going to stumble inadvertently and eat something he's not allowed to. What's the story over here? Hey, Rabbi Shimon Zeiruz. Rabbi Shimon Zeiruz give Eidos. Now, who's Rabbi Shimon Zeiruz? Ben Chamev Shar Meir. He's the son of Rameir's father-in-law. In other words, he's Rameir's brother-in-law. Now, he gave Eidos Lifnei Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, Al Reb Meir, saying this about Reb Meir, She'achal Ola Shel Yerek Beis Shan, that he ate Ola Shel Yerek, which is basically a vegetable leaf. He ate this in Beis Shan, and he did not take Meiser off of it. And based off of this story, Vehit Rebbe's Beis Shan, Kul Al Yadoi, Rebbe was matter all of Beis Shan because of this. In other words, Rebbe said that any produce that comes from Beis Shan does not need to have Meiser taken off of it, because if Meir ate vegetables from Beis Shan without taking off Meiser, it must be it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't have to have Meiser taken off of it. Now, Chavru Olav Echav Beis Aviv, Rebbe's brothers and his whole father's household gathered on him, and Amrulay told him, what are you saying? Welcome Shavu Zechav, Avitav Zechav, Nagu by Isser. This is a place, Beis Shan, that your fathers and forefathers, they treated with Isser, meaning they treated it as part of Eretz Yisrael, and that it required Meiser to be taken off of its fruits and vegetables. Atatinik by Heter, now you're treating with Heter. However, Darshalem Mikrazeh, he dashed the following pasuk for them. The pasuk tells us, Vikitas Nechash and Chashas Asha'asa Moshe, and he ground up the Nechash and Chashas the Moshe Rabbeinu made. Kariyam Mahema, Hayubane Israel Makatan Lai, because in those days, the Yidden were burning Ketiris for it. Vayikrla Nechashtan, and he called it Nechashtan. Now, this refers to the Nechash and Chashas that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the midbar when Yidden were being bitten by snakes. So Hashem said, make a Nechash and Chashas, a copper snake, put it on a pole, and when they look at the snake, that's going to remind them to do tshuva, and they did tshuva, and that healed them. This copper snake lasted through many, many generations, and never seemed like there was a problem until Chizkiyah Melch Yehuda, he saw that people were treating it as an avod zara, so he ground it up and got rid of it. Now, Rebbe said as follows, Efshar ba'asa v'loy b'yaroi, b'ya shafat v'loy b'yaroi. Is it possible that Asa and Yashafat, who were two very righteous kings beforehand, and they destroyed all of avod zara, is it possible that they were there and they didn't destroy this nechash and nechashas? V'loy kol avod zara sheba'olam asa v'yashafat b'yarom. Yashafat and Asa, they destroyed all of avod zara that was there. Why did they leave this nechash and nechashas? It must be, says Rebbe, Zainab al Falatab, Ella, Makam Minichu le'avos of Lizgadar boy, his forefathers, referring to Chizkiyah HaMelech, they left him a place where he could make a gather, where he can make a fence, he can improve things even more. In other words, for one reason or another, they didn't destroy it, and that gave their descendant, Chizkiyah, the ability to add an extra gather. So to me, says Rebbe, Makam Minichu le'avos of Lizgadar boy, my forefathers left me a place where I can make a gather, that they didn't say anything about Beis Shan. I'm coming along and saying that Beis Shan is a place you do not have to take Truma Meiser off of. We're going to start for the day, which is really right in the middle of the story, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.